This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky, 5 for 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout as we broadcast live from the Wendy's studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's right, a free Frosty at any participating Wisconsin Wendy's within 24 hours of a Bucks victory. Joining me now, a longtime friend, good friend, Tom Pippins, legendary Fox 6 sports director back in the day, now doing a TV show with John Dodds called MarquetteHoops.com Basketball Show, Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on My24. We'll talk to some Marquette hoops, but before we do that, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. You covered the Packers through the Brett Favre era and the beginning of the Aaron Rodgers era as well. I think Rodgers is kind of headed down the same path as Brett as far as look at me, tell me how great I am, and who knows, maybe gets traded to the Jets next, and that would really just kind of be full circle for Aaron Rodgers. How do you compare and contrast these two with how things are possibly going to end in Green Bay?
Well, I hope your wonderful audience will bear with me for a moment, because most important, Spark, it's such a joy and honor, a privilege to be with you again, as I have said to you personally, as I have said on air for years into decades. You are one of the finest professionals and finest people I know, and I couldn't be prouder of you on every level, as I've indicated, a husband,
appreciate
a father, you're just the best and a marvelous pro. Yeah, isn't it ironic? You know, I think Bob tried to distance himself from four for so many years, and now, as you say, it seems as if he might well go full circle. And wouldn't it be it the Jets or the Raiders or the Patriots, or but wouldn't it be something if he went for the Jets for a while, as Mr. Favre did? I think it's unfortunate. I like the man a lot, and of course, I haven't been around him in several years. I've been retired almost 6 years next month. But he's a good person, as Brett is, and an incredible quarterback. He's the technician, obviously one of the greatest ever, the four-time MVP. And like Brett, you wish there was at least one more Super Bowl. Could it happen still? Maybe. But I think we all need that dose of humility at times, you know, Sparky. And I think even this year, in terms of he could have worked with these young receivers, come in there and establish a greater rapport, and then he was criticizing him. And, you know, he's searching, I think, even at age 39, as we all are, as an individual. But I think if he could just focus in on who he is and the leadership ability that he has, if he'll just extend himself a little bit more, not that he hasn't tried, but I'm just disappointed. I think this past year, obviously an aberration. Is he done at 39? I believe he, like Favre with Minnesota, I believe he has at least one really good season left. Could he win another MVP as he thinks he can? We will see. But I think his best chance is still to come back with the Green Bay Packers. There's a lot to be enthused about. There's a lot that still needs to be done. But I am somewhat disappointed that way. And again, this year he battled through the thumb and he had ribs and all. Nobody can say that he's not as tough as nails, a la number four. But it is ironic, as you say, Sparky, that the similarities are eerie, aren't they? One Super Bowl, long careers, Hall of Fame bound, as Brett is in there in Canton.
Do you think it's still a big deal? I mean, he's said in the past that, you know, it's important for him to start and end his career in Green Bay. And now, obviously, he went off of that in the latest Pat McAfee show saying never say never. How big of a deal do you think it is for players nowadays to start and end their career one place? Because I have a feeling going forward, we're really not going to see it much anymore.
I agree 100%. I'm old school. I think you might relate to this and others. The days of one man, one legend, or one woman, however you might want to say in sports, with one team, especially someone who's great. Remember back in the day, Spark, when Robin Yount was seriously entertaining through his brother agent going to California, I believe, right, perhaps the Angels. He was so close, and Bud Selig said to him, you know what, Yount of the Brewers, for all time you'll be able to say that. And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Paul Molitor fan, and for him it worked out super, going to Toronto and the World Series and Series MVP and all that. But there's something to me, I don't know if you want to say romantic, whatever, the idea of one team, you know, for 20 years is used to be commonplace, now in many ways unheard of, and I think it'll only be that way as we go forward. So I'd love to see him finish it out here. And there's probably that part of him that would like that as he ponders, but if he feels like he can get a better opportunity, we know he's coming back, right? He's got almost 60 million reasons to come back, guaranteed money. And so he'll come back and play. And I like that. If you say right now, we say, well, I'd be surprised if he goes elsewhere. But you don't want to rule it out, because it's been said by those who are closer to the Packers than I that they may not want him back. If they can get a good deal and move him, it may not be what it was in the past couple of years when he won the MVP. But that could happen. So I think it's going to be an intriguing situation. Hopefully it won't take too long. You don't want to drag it out too long. Both sides need to get it. They just need to get in a room and just have a beer and talk, you know, he and Mr. Gutekunst. So I hope it happens. We'll see.
You know, you triggered something with me, because I remember when Molitor left and came back with the Blue Jays to County Stadium. And I was one of the people there booing the hell out of him, because everybody thought he ran for the hills for the money and screw Milwaukee and all this. And then all these years later, I find out that really apparently wasn't the case, and apparently they lowballed him. And Molitor did want to stay and finish his career here, but Bud never really gave him a fair shake as far as from a money perspective. And that's why for so many years, Molitor wasn't anywhere close to this organization and wasn't talking to Bud.
Yeah, it's ironic, Spark, if I may, and I hope this doesn't sound self-serving, but I bring it up to embellish your point. We were together at some sort of a function for a baseball field in name of a wonderful weightlifter or bodybuilder named Rocky Rauch, who passed away many years ago. And after that, I think it was early spring, maybe late fall. And we actually went out and played 9 holes of golf, and I had these winter gloves. He took one, I took one. But the point I want to make is that he was even then, I just don't know, Tom. I don't know what they want to do. So I think he was perplexed. And you remember Sal, and I think he may have apologized later, Sal Bando, GM at the time, a great one in his own right in every way, said, yeah, he's just the DH. Just the DH. And so it was unfortunate. I do think that there was a lot there that maybe wasn't known until later. But for Paul, you're happy. I still think, though, to be able to say Yount of the Brewers, that's pretty awesome, you know, for all time.
And you hope that you could say that with Giannis of the Bucks for all time as well.
Yes.
I think he gives you the most legit shot of maybe having that occur here before his career is done. Maybe he just plays with one team. And we'll see how that plays out. All right, let's switch gears to Marquette, because you do have your show on Saturday mornings at 10:30 with John Dodds, the MarquetteHoops.com basketball show on My24. This Marquette, by far, superseding expectations. Picked to be ninth, one of the youngest teams in the country, youngest team in the Big East for certain. And Shaka Smart has these guys right now playing like they may be a three or a four seed before this whole thing is said and done.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's a long season. We'll see. But isn't there, Spark, I know you are aware of this. You're closer to it. There's a toughness about that group that I think emanates from Shaka.
It's like his VCU teams, Tom. It's like his VCU teams that he had.
Yes. Yeah. Well said. All the way to the Final Four. Shocking the world. And, you know, it was supposed to be, has it been 8 years now or so, maybe more, 9, that he was going to come here. And at the very end, so the timing was impeccable. I think as long as he's the coach, Marquette is going to be a player. And I had the privilege of going I think you know Denny Klum, a big Marquette backer. Yeah, you betcha. So Make-A-Wish Foundation Golf, we sat right on the first level where 100 years ago, as a media person, you can cover the game. Now it costs a lot more money than I have. But anyway, you could see up close and personal against then sixth-ranked UConn. They got down double digits. Man, this is how you get the big kid freshman who was running like a guard and making three-pointers and foul shots. But they just never gave up. They were gritty. They played defense. They finally dropped off and double-teamed on the big people that UConn boasted, and in the end made foul shots and played that tough D and had contributions. I love the fact that so many people are coming off the bench. And it seems to me, Spark, I'd love your opinion, that Shaka knows how to push the right buttons, a David Joplin here, whatever. And it just seems to work. You know, guys coming off the bench, the rotations, and of course he's playing more people because they play that up-tempo game. They're not big. That's probably always going to be a deficiency, the rebounding, because Shaka's recruiting these mid-sized type players because this is the style of ball he wants to play. But if it's working, that's great. And they seem to find a way. And, of course, they had as we're recording here, it was last night, they had a really good win over Providence, a tough one with Xavier, a tough one with Wisconsin where they got down. But there is no quit in this team. And like you, I'm enthused. They might get a very good seed. We'll see. Hopefully stay healthy and keep moving forward.
You might have three or four NBA players on this team. I mean, Iguodala is probably an NBA player. Prosper is probably an NBA player. I'm not sure about Kolick. He's a hell of a college point guard. Very, very good, obviously, and improved dramatically from last year to this year. So they've got a lot of talent. Iguodala is my favorite player on that team without question.
I like him too.
He is so fun to watch.
Yeah, isn't he? He's a wonderful passer, too, and just very smooth. And you're aware of this, of course, again, and others who've watched him. He's grown a ton since last year. So, I like Olmec. Lots of good players to be enthused about. And I just hope this team can, you know, make a deep run in the Big East tourney, get that seed, and maybe win a couple of games. It'd be fantastic.
Let's go off of what happened last night, too, against Providence, because they brought back the Final Four team with Tom Crean, Dwayne Wade, Dean, and Novak. Everybody was able to come back and be a part of the festivities last night at Fiserv Forum. What's your memory or memories from that Final Four run with Crean and Wade?
Well, and I had the privilege of being in New Orleans for the Final Four and actually connected with a longtime friend. We were sportscasters together in my native Syracuse, New York, 100 years ago. And, of course, he covered the Orange, and you'll recall with Carmelo Anthony, I believe they beat Kansas. Of course, Kansas clobbering Marquette. That was not a great moment. Kurt Heinrich did about as good a job as you could do on Dwayne Wade. But I think what stands out most is the fact that Crean, there's that toughness about him, and I think his team fed off it. And, of course, he was blessed to have a Prop 48 kid, the first one to come to Marquette University. Dwayne flew under the radar, and that run was incredible. They got Joe Chapman, and, of course, Steve Novak, a freshman at the time. Everybody, Robert Jackson matured so well. And I remember that big, big win over Kentucky to get to the Final Four when Wade just blew it off the roof. And wasn't it the late, great George Thompson Brute Force who said for the first and only time he could look at a player and say, you're better than I was?
Yep, I remember that.
And I think the other thing that really stands out about that team, of course, a disappointing end, but just to get there and what a ride it was. It was so exciting. Travis Diener, his toughness. I mean, the whole group, he was the glue. They were amazing. What sticks out to me, though, in the aftermath, when Dwayne Wade announced that he was going pro early, and Crean looked at us, I don't know if you happened to be there that day, but those in attendance, and he said, you people who have covered Dwayne Wade don't know what a privilege it has been, because he is going to be a superstar at the next level. And I think I for one, thought, well, I think he'll be very good. He might have a chance. I think there was some scout, John Dodds, was just saying on a show we recorded the other day for My 24, that he said, you know, he catches the ball, the way he catches it with his hands, that's what sticks out. I think he'll be a defensive stopper. He'll probably be a good player in the league for 10 years. Sparky, you know the story. I mean, it seemed almost instantly he had an NBA championship, and he stood out. He made himself into a good shooter and, of course, a Hall of Fame player. So Tom Crean was right on.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Tom Crean. Tom Crean's not a fan of mine. But either way,
I understand.
Yeah, either way, it was
the way he left wasn't the best.
It was a hell of a run for Marquette.
Yep.
And I don't know if Shaka gets Marquette to a Final Four while he's here, but I think he's going to have the guys that are going to give him a chance to get to a Final Four. And the one thing I really like about Shaka. And I don't remember if Crean ever did this or not when he was at Marquette, but the getaway that they have before the season, and they go through what everybody's roles are going to be, and the players talk and the coaches listen and stuff like that, and meeting with the team after the year last year when, you know, they came up short in the NCAA tournament and didn't finish the way they wanted, and going over things of what they thought they could have done better or went wrong. And then Shaq is saying he's filing those away and he's bringing those back up at the end of the year when they get closer to tournament time so they don't make the same mistakes again with that team. That type of stuff, to me, talking about, you know, if you love one another, you're going to play harder for one another and hold each other more accountable. That's all stuff, to me, as a fan, that I love to hear.
Right there with you, as always. And that's just because I have such great respect for your amazing opinion and sports knowledge. The point is that you have to have the talent, okay?
Yep.
You and I can be the nicest guys in the world and love each other, and I sure as heck do you. But, you know, if I can't make a shot, it doesn't matter. But when you have the talent, what separates? There's so much talent everywhere, right? Particularly these days. It's spaced out through the portal and all that, the transfer. But if you have that intangible, you know, that chemistry, 99 times out of 100, it's going to take you to another level. You'll rise above the rest. And it may be the difference in a one-point win, or it may be the difference in, instead of giving up or slowing down, battling, grinding, and overcoming a second-half deficit of double digits. So, yeah, I do think that this team has it. And I agree with you. I think that group had it for Coach Crean.
No doubt about it. Tom Pippins, him and John Dodds. Check out their basketball show, MarquetteHoops.com. Basketball show on Saturday mornings at 10:30 on My24. Make sure to give it a watch. A really good show at that. Pip, thanks so much for coming on and catching up with me, man. Really appreciate it.
Well, Spark, this has been a privilege, and with your permission, if time allows, I should have asked sooner. I just want to put in a plug for a podcast I do with Steve, the Homer Truth, My Faith with Homer and Pip. You just go to the YouTube or just Google My Faith with Homer and Pip. The good Lord has brought some of the most amazing people. It was Homer's idea, inspired maybe by the Spirit, but we just got up with our good friend Kent Sommerfeld.
Love Kent.
We record on Thursdays at 11. Isn't he the best? Yeah, and I think when it's posted by our producer, Brent, in about a week or so, it's really been, some of the stories will blow your mind, that's for certain. So thank you for the chance to share that, and this has been a gift to me on so many levels. Thank you for having me, Spark. Very, very kind of you. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.